CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. We're joined on the phone by Philippa from Chris and Philly Functional Medicine. They're in Don. We've been taking questions on the Facebook page at CFM Tasmania. Just your questions about beating burnout, basically. So we're going to put those questions now to Philippa. So thanks so much for being with us, Philippa.
Thank you for having me on the show. It's exciting.
We're going to cut right into it, all right, Philippa? So we've got a question here from Elizabeth Wilson. She goes on to say, my baby is almost 6 weeks old and I'm absolutely burnt. What can I do to help me feel better, or do I just have to ride the wave and accept the new norm?
Yeah, that's so hard. I remember those early baby days where the baby doesn't sleep very much and mum doesn't sleep very much either. So my first thing that I would say about that is there is a time and a season. So early baby, newborn, unless you have the perfect baby that sleeps all night, you will probably feel pretty good, but most babies don't. So my answer to that would be support yourself in ways that you can. Like, you can only control what you can control. So you might not be able to control the baby sleeping, although you could team tag with your partner if you have one. But during the daytime would be where you could fill up your cup. So that might look like feeding yourself good, healthy foods that can increase your energy, napping when you can. My big mistake, so my burnout came after I had kids. My big mistake was when I had my second baby. I felt really good after the second baby, and I jumped, like, literally within the week after having a cesarean, I jumped right back into work and study and doing all the things, and that was the worst thing I could have done because I pretty much burnt out very quickly, even though I felt really good initially. So be happy being a mum and rest, and it's kind of like survival stage in that time in your life. So I wouldn't be adding anything into your bucket.
Yeah, and that's definitely. That's great advice, Philippa. If you are feeling good, don't wreck it by pushing it too hard.
Yeah, exactly. There will come a time when you can do that again, but not at 6 weeks old baby.
Yeah. Just take it easy. Vicky has said, my life is exhausting, my job's busy and stressful. I'm not sure I have the mental strength to make dietary changes in my life right now, but I'm looking at retirement within a year. Can I do the testing now while I'm still working and can afford it, but wait to implement until I've retired and have less on my plate?
Yeah, so just around that, so Vicky's, in terms of testing, so in functional medicine, we do lab testing, looking at your poo and wee and spit, and then that gives us a lot of information about what's going on inside your gut with your hormones, your detox pathway. So she's talking about, like, testing, she's talking about that sort of stuff. Yep. Once you have the test, then that's where, you know, I would usually create a treatment plan to implement certain things. So my answer to that question would be sometimes when you're feeling really, well, look, if it's like I retire in maybe 6 months' time, then yeah, sure, you could do the testing now, and like chances are the results will probably be the same in 6 months' time anyway, maybe worse if you're feeling exhausted and burnt out. But for people who feel really time poor, I would say getting your body systems fired up with anything that you can do is going to help you to feel better. So I wouldn't necessarily say I'll wait to do the implementation side of things with lifestyle or using supplements to support your body. I would say do what you can, and sometimes it might literally, like, I'm not a big fan of pill popping. I believe that you need to change your lifestyle as well. But some of the therapeutic supplements that I might prescribe to someone based on their body systems being burnt out can really help you to increase energy, to feel calmer, so that you don't feel so stressed out and exhausted. And then you can actually start making those small dietary changes, lifestyle changes, and it just feels so much easier to be able to do that.
And when you feel better, you feel like you can make another change as well.
Yes, absolutely. So it just increases that motivation and momentum.
Yeah, definitely. All right, Tony has another question here. If I could only make one change in my life, which do you think would be most important? And he's written here, less sugar, more exercise, or more sleep. Which one out of the three would be the highest priority?
Yeah, that is such a good question. I saw that one last night, actually. I'm like, ooh, it's so hard. So yeah. Less sugar, more exercise, more sleep. So I would, like, from a physiological point of view, you could actually go, okay, so she said less sugar, but I'm just going to talk about food in general. You can go for up to a month or two without food before you die.
Yeah.
Exercise, like, you could live a very sedentary life and live to maybe 70, 80, 90. Sleep. So I looked online and did a bit of Googling. I'm like, how long can you last without sleep? And I think research studies show up to 11 days, I think, is like the record. So just based on that, like 11 days before you can no longer sleep anymore, 2 months of no food before you die, and movement, you could live a sedentary life for the rest of your life. So I would say sleep is most important, but all of them are important for quality of life. I know personally for me, I will feel really crappy after like even one night's sleep, as opposed to if I went on holiday for a couple of weeks and my eating wasn't as good as what it usually would be at home, maybe a bit more sugar or processed foods, I'll feel pretty good. But if I don't sleep, I'll feel really crappy. And yeah, I guess that's personal for everyone. Maybe someone will feel terrible with sugar, even having one meal, whereas they could maybe get away with a few nights of 5 hours of sleep.
And then it's also like you're talking about sleep, and it's like, okay, well, personally for me, what makes me sleep better? Well, moving my body during the day.
So if
you're focusing on getting better sleep, it's like, okay, well, what are the things you can do to get better sleep? Mm. Well, for me personally, if I eat sugar before I go to sleep, I have weird nightmares. So yeah, it's like, don't eat sugar before I go to sleep and exercise during the day.
They're all linked, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. And the exercise one's an interesting one as well, because I have some people, like I remember I had a client who's like, exercise works even better than an antidepressant for me if I don't have exercise and suicidal. So I'm like, for her, probably exercise would be the most important thing.
Yeah, definitely. So I guess, it's tailored to the individual person. But, I like that sleep, from what you've said, you can't live after 11 days without any sleep.
Mm.
Yeah, your body just shuts down.
Yeah, for sure. I take antidepressants, and I can tell you that exercise always helps me.
Yeah, it's so good for mental health. It's amazing.
Yeah. Kendall's written, we often hear you need to take time for yourself when discussing the battle against burnout. As a mum that's studying full-time as well and working part-time, the only time I can find for myself is at 4 a.m. before my kids wake up. How does one battle burnout and still be a great employee, a good mum, and successful at chasing a career, all while getting enough sleep?
Kendall, you are a supermom juggling all the things. That's insane.
Yeah.
So there's two things in that question. One is, I feel like how can I make some me time for myself? Again, like my kids are in an older stage now where they are at primary school, but I remember back in the day when they were little and very dependent on me. And even now, I'm still a busy mom. And look, I don't have 2 hours in my day to go and get like a wonderful massage. That's just not realistic every day.
Yeah.
So to get my me time, it's things that bring me joy and that fill my cup up. And it's not necessarily done on my own. Like I could go for a walk with the kids or with our dog in nature, and that fills my cup up. Beach is amazing. Again, I usually take my children. Sometimes I duck off down to the beach on my own. And I also love like what I do for work. So when I'm consulting with people all day, I will feel energized and excited about life, and I'll be able to, I'm like a better mum because of that too. So, I mean, there's a few things in there. And also, again, nourishing my body with good food fills my cup up, spending time in the sun at lunchtime, like I'll take lunch out, take my shoes off, be on the ground for, you know, 5-10 minutes, that's me time as well. So it doesn't have to look big and grand and getting massages and going out, I don't know, to lunch with friends. It's like those small moments that you can steal.
Moments like even having, I guess, like waking up and just having a coffee in the morning by yourself could be you time.
Yeah, actually, I love when the kids go to bed. I always have the healthy treats now.
Here they come out.
I choose better treats, but it is. It's like I finish my day with a bit of sweetness in my life on my own. without my husband or my kids, and I enjoy my vegan raw paleo slice. It's amazing.
Yummy.
Oh, delish. And we've got one last question here for you. This is from Carly. What are the main signs of burnout? Is it just feeling stressed out all the time, or is it a real physical problem that can harm my body?
Yeah, that's a cool question. So a lot of people, when they hear burnout, think it's just like, oh, I feel so stressed out and overwhelmed and like my mental clutter. Mm. But when we actually use the term body burnout, because when someone burns the candle at both ends, when they've been working too hard or juggling all the things, the body, like inside, your body systems literally burn out. So it is a physical problem. It's not just, like, even a mental health issue is a physical problem. So it could be that your neurotransmitters, so your brain neurotransmitters, actually deplete. It could be that your hormones are all out of whack. Burnout can show up as gut issues. So your digestive organs switch off because you're always in that fight-flight state and you can't digest food properly, or you have pathogens in the gut overgrowing because your immune system is suppressed. So it's definitely a physical problem. And some of the main signs that I would see are definitely energy, mood, and gut or inflammatory issues. So that's fatigue, brain fog, anxiety, depression, or just feeling like irritable and not yourself. And then you could have bloating, constipation, diarrhea, skin issues, joint pain is quite common as well, or just feeling like, going back to the exercise question where people feel great when they exercise, if you're in a later stage of burnout, you don't feel great when you exercise. It's almost like that's too much of a stressor for your body and you feel more exhausted. So
definitely.
They're some big things that I would be thinking about.
Yep.
Insomnia as well is another one.
Yeah.
Amazing.
You sleep, but you can't sleep.
Yeah. Thanks so much. That's Philippa from Chris and Philly Functional Medicine answering some of your questions that we got through the Facebook. So thanks for your questions too. You can find them on Don Road. And we'll catch up again next Monday, Philippa.
Yeah, awesome. Sounds great.